All right, can I record a podcast now? Can shit just work? Is it possible for the same fucking audio arrangement that I've been using for a fucking year? Is it possible to just fucking work? Jesus Christ Almighty. Of course, Jesus can't help us. Jesus isn't helping you cucks out there, and he sure as hell isn't going to help me.
Donald Trump didn't make America great again, and QAnon's not coming. Maybe Jesus will save us.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe Jesus will save you. Or maybe Jesus really doesn't want to wipe your ass for you. Maybe Jesus was like, here's a roll of toilet paper. Wipe your own ass. I'm not your fucking nigger. We don't have slavery anymore. Okay? Wipe your own asses, guys. I, Jesus Christ, am not here to wipe your asses for you. And don't forget, my friends and enemies, the ever-present, most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong, and I am right. You can go fuck yourselves. Yes, it's been a month since I've done the last official episode of Stating the Obvious podcast. I don't know what the hell I've been doing for the last month. Obviously, not stating the obvious, even though I actually have been stating the obvious on a regular basis, and pissing people off as much as possible in the process. Because I, the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 16 years, who is right, who is always right, who has been right, who's never been wrong, I am tired of stupid. I'm done with stupid. DWS. Doesn't mean down with Sally, it means done with stupid. I am done with stupid. DWS, goddammit. All right. So I'm walking around this morning. It's 06:52 hours right now. I've been up since 04:30. I was walking around this morning talking to myself about the things I was going to talk about on the podcast that I was intending to record later on today after I run some errands and do some stuff. I got to lift weights this morning, but I'm going to go hit the grocery stores. Got to go out and look at the fucking muzzle morons, which is going to be good for me. Because here's the thing. I've said this before, man. I get complacent, right? At home, doing my thing, not interacting very much with stupid people, I almost start to think, well, wait a minute, maybe being in Fort Collins doesn't suck that much. But then I go out in public and I interact with the stupid people, and then I'm reminded of why I have to get the fuck out of here. Now, to complicate things even worse, yesterday was a fucking day, man. Yesterday was a day. To complicate things even, and none of this is what I'm going to talk about today. I have notes. I actually have notes for the show. None of what I'm talking about is on the show notes. So we've already started off at tangenting. Because God fucking forbid, right? If God existed, God would forbid. He would look down upon the Great One. He would say, Great One, here's the things I forbid you from having in your life. Number one, I forbid your audio setup from ever working the same two fucking times in a row. Okay, you're going to have to fuck with it every goddamn time you fucking try to record a podcast. And it's because I hate you. I'm God. I hate you. And that's just how it's going to be. And God would look down and say, Great One, here's how it's going to be. Here you are forbidden. I had something really fun and I forgot what it was. God, I hate when I think of something funny and I forget what it was. It was going to be brilliant. It was going to be really good. I mean, I know God has forbidden me from... No, never mind. That's not funny. All right, take two. So I go out among the Muslims. So, okay, yesterday sucked. That's where we were going with this. Yesterday was a rough day. Among other things, I got somebody asking me, do I want a job? In Fort Collins. Well, no. I'm trying to get the fuck out of Fort Collins. I mean, depending on what... I haven't seen numbers yet. Depending on how much money he's offering me, I might take it. But I'm trying to get the fuck out of here. The last thing I need is people muddying up the water by offering me jobs here in Fort Collins. Just go away, people. I fucking walk outside. There's this guy. I see him in the mornings out my window going to his car. You know, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. And he's walking out to his car. There's nobody else in the parking lot. He's walking out to his car wearing a goddamn muzzle. I mean, do you people, first of all, I don't understand. There's a vaccine. So I don't understand why we're still afraid. If the vaccine works, I don't understand why you're still afraid of the virus. Because you obviously you don't know what a vaccine is because you're an anti-vaxxer. If the vaccine works, then why are you wearing a fucking muzzle? But I mean, these people walking around with the muzzles on when nobody's around them, you think the virus is just like running around in the air? I mean, last time I checked, the virus only goes 6 feet, right? That's why you got to stay 6 feet away from people, because the virus goes 6 feet. And when it gets 6 feet, it stops. Now, unless you're on CSU campus, in which case now you can social distance at 3 feet. Because see, if you're on a college campus, the virus only travels 3 feet. It's kind of like, right, we all know this. When you're a restaurant, if you sit down at a table, the virus doesn't travel. You can take off your muzzle. You can eat food. You can drink beverages. You can talk to other people. But if you stand up to walk to the bathroom, you have to put on a muzzle, because when you're standing up, then the virus can infect you. But it can't infect you when you're sitting down, because sitting down makes you immune to the virus. So I don't know why we needed a vaccine. If everybody just sat down at the same time, then the virus would go away, right? So anyway, I got to get the fuck out of here because I can't do stupid anymore. I can't do stupid. Anyhow, first episode of Stating the Obvious. Let me go back to where I was going to go with this podcast before I started tangenting. So I notice as I'm sitting up today and fucking with my audio system and trying to get the fucking thing to work correctly, because, you know, it's worked correctly 100 fucking times, but God forbid, once again, God is looking down. I do think it's very possible. I mean, it is theoretically possible there is a God. Okay, we've been over this before. All the Christians just wet themselves now. See, the great one, but shut up. It's also very possible that God is insane. I mean, think about it. You're this all-powerful being. You got nobody to talk to. You're all by yourself. And when you decide to actually do something and create something with the universe, you create women. So you obviously don't have a lot going for you up in the brains department. He might be insane. Or God just might be a woman. I mean, that would explain, woman, insane. Say, maybe God is a fucking cisgendered millennial, first generation immigrant, single mom with an anxiety disorder, like that fucking bitch who works for the CIA. All right, let me back up. Let me go through my notes in order. See, I got this whole routine worked up. This is why I'll never be a comedian. Number one, I'm not funny. Number two, I can't follow the fucking order of my own shtick that I created. I haven't recorded an official episode of Stating the Obvious podcast in a month, primarily because, I'm not going to lie to you, I've been busy playing Star Wars. Now, not entirely playing Star Wars. Let's talk about Star Wars. Let's talk about computer games. Let's talk about some things the Great One has discovered about himself and human nature and other stuff. See, what I figured out, so the last week and a half, I've been playing a little bit of Star Wars every day. Because see, over in the Star Wars universe, last week and this week, they have double XP going on to celebrate. It's this thing Star Wars losers do. And in case you're wondering, because I've had people ask me this before, no, I'm not like a giant Star Wars fan. I'm not like all into Star Wars. The game is really good. The fact that if you took the same game, it was in a different universe where you could have little girls and guys running around smacking things with fucking swords that are like laser swords, I would play that. It could be whatever. It's not the Star Wars universe that I give a shit about. It's a very fun game. It's a very well-designed game. Here's another thing I discovered about the Star Wars game. If you remember, when I came to you and first started talking about it, I said, oh yeah, it's great because it's not cucked and it's not all fucking ginger fluid and everything. Like the female characters can only have romances with the male characters and the male characters can only have romances with the female characters. As it is great, right? Because there's no ginger fluidity here. Well, naturally, that's not true anymore. And I realize what's going on. So the Star Wars game in December is going to be 10 years old. So that means they started writing the code probably like 12 years ago. So 12 years ago, we didn't have all of this shit. There weren't 52 fucking flavors of ginger. And there weren't fucking, you couldn't like wake up one morning and just decide you were a girl. And then the next day decide you were a boy. And then the next day decide that you were a fairy. Right, you were, there was boys and there was girls. And so that's how the game, the first part of the game where you start off, was written. And now, as I've realized also, to go back and fix anything in the game is incredibly difficult because the game is filled with fucking bugs that have been there for, you know, 5 years or more that nobody will fucking fix because apparently this is too complicated for people who get paid. I actually saw this on one of the forums, on the forum. For the Star Wars game. Somebody was talking about we should fix this, blah, blah, blah. And somebody else comes in and says, well, you know, you just don't understand. Programming is really difficult. And it would be really difficult to fix this thing and to change this thing because it's really difficult. And I'm thinking to myself, yes. Yes, programming computers, especially doing it well, programming something like a game that's this extensive and detailed and has this much going on. Yes, it is difficult. I completely agree with you. It's difficult to do this. That's why you get paid to do it. That's why it's called a job. See, jobs, now, if you're a woman, you think that a job is a place you go to do things you enjoy with people that you like. That's because you're mentally inferior, all right? And I don't care that you went to college for STEM, okay? Women are dumber than fuck. Women think a job is a place you go to do things you enjoy doing with your friends. That's not what a job is. A job is you getting paid money to do something that is difficult, such as, for example, fixing the fucking bugs in the software of a goddamn computer game. That's why you get paid. If you can't fucking fix the bugs, maybe they should fire you and hire somebody who can do it. That's why you're getting paid. Fuckwit, because programming a computer game is difficult. That's why you get money. I don't know why this is so. Actually, I do know why it's hard to understand, because you people are fucking retards. Because, like every other dipshit on the planet Earth, you're a fucking SJW. So now, in the later expansions of the Star Wars game, see, is it right? So the original story that you start playing when you go in, your class story where you start off, the romances are all based on your ginger, and boys can only bang girls and girls can only bang boys. Well, as the years go by, see, apparently from what I've read, each year, more or less, they add another expansion to the game. Last year, they didn't add an expansion because of the Wuhan, right? So apparently when there's Wuhan, apparently none of these people can program the computer game from their house, right? The only way they could work it was to go to the office or some shit. I don't know. I don't know why not leaving your home prevents you from programming a computer game. Seems to me like something you could do at home. But hey, what do I know? I'm so goddamn dumb. I think that there's a difference between boys and girls because, you know, evolution and stuff. In the later expansions, I've discovered, all that is gone. Everybody can bang everybody. Boy, girl, human, alien. It's a giant fucking ginger fluid menage a trois, man. Everybody can bang everybody. And you got you're a guy and you got other guys hitting on you and shit. I'm like, whoa. God damn it. So anyhow. Learned that. Here's another thing I learned. So as I said, I've been playing the Star Wars a little bit every day for the last month and a half. Two reasons for that. First of all, these 2 weeks, we're coming to the end of it, are double XP. For those of you who aren't losers and don't play computer games or role-playing games, although role-playing games, well, God, nowadays if you play RPGs, you're a loser, but you've heard the rant. But anyway, your character has levels. As you go up in the levels, you get more powerful. And the thing that determines when you go up in the levels is your experience points, which you earn by smacking things with lightsabers. And those are abbreviated as XP. So that's what an XP is. Because Star Wars losers, not people, Star Wars losers, right? The ones who are obsessed with this shit. The Star Wars losers have this thing, May the 4th. Because, you know, in the movie, they say, may the force be with you. May the force, may the fourth. See, get it? Get it? It's like click it or ticket, right? It's like for the stupid people, for the fucking retards, everything has to be rhyming and be cutesy because our society is completely fucking feminized and nobody can just be like, yeah, I like fucking killing things with a lightsaber. It's like, may the fourth. It's like 420, dog.
Smoke weed every day.
Anyway, so May the 4th is like this thing. All the Star Wars losers dress up in their Star Wars costumes on May the 4th, and they go out and they act like fucking retards and all this other shit. So for May the 4th, the game for the next 2 weeks gives away double XPs. So you can level your characters up. The characters already level up quick, but you can level up really quick. So I've been playing a little bit every day because of that. I've also been playing a little bit every day because they've introduced this new system where you go in each day and you do some certain things and you get these certain rewards, and then you use these certain rewards in order to get another certain reward. So here's the thing. I want 6 of the certain rewards so that I can come over here and I get this other reward, which is this little fucking blue chick that runs around beside you and helps you beat up things with a lightsaber, okay? Because I'm a boy, I have a specific goal in mind. I want the blue chick, right? Because then the blue chick and me can run around smacking things with a fucking lightsaber. It's going to be great. So I got to log in each day and go through the fucking pain and suffering of doing what is, for the most part, really stupid, boring, repetitive shit just to earn the points to get the fucking things that I got to get enough of the things to get the fucking thing that I want, which is the fucking blue girl. And I'm looking at this and going, Jesus Christ, this is just like having a girlfriend. You got to do all this shit every fucking day that you don't really want to do. And it's not that exciting and it's not that interesting. And you don't get that much fulfillment from it. But you got to do all this shit in order to get all this shit to get to the thing that you actually fucking want, which is just to shoot a nut on her face. Like, can we just, is there a place where I could just pay? Oh yeah, those are called hookers. It's like having a fucking girlfriend. Only thing, here's the thing, here's the one difference between the Star Wars game and having a girlfriend, is the Star Wars game I can actually understand because it's a computer program and ultimately it's based on mathematics. And if you do it enough time, you can figure out and analyze it, and then it's the same every time. Women, of course, are based on feels and emotions and travel and horses and fur babies. And no one fucking understands them. The only way you understand women is to understand that you can't understand them. And just don't bother because it doesn't matter. Because there's nothing to understand because whatever the fuck is going, you think, I'm gonna figure women out. No, you're not. Because even if you figure her out, 7 seconds later, she's a completely different person. Because women are insane. They're schizophrenic. Their brain chemistry is completely out of whack. Their entire life is based on following their emotions. And their emotions change every goddamn minute. So no, you're not going to figure women out. Don't waste your time. So how about that CIA video? being as that was the first time I had seen it, I didn't even know what to do with that. That shit was hilarious, terrifying. It was everything. Now that I've had some time to think about it and go over and look at the CIA's website, I mean, this is fucking awesome. It says here, we are the nation's first line of defense. Now, I'm looking at the people in this video, and all of the people, this cisgendered, mentally ill, single mother, Latinx, fucking single mother, yeah, okay, and then you got the faggot, and then you got the black guy, I mean, you know, slavery, all white people are racist, black lives, I mean, all the people that we saw in that video are people who have been programmed by the media to hate the United States and to hate white people. The idea that we are, that these people, the people you see in that video, the idea that they are the first line of defense for the nation is both ludicrous and fucking terrifying. Because I wouldn't trust any of those people. I wouldn't trust any of those people to walk my dog. I wouldn't trust any of those people to water my plants, much less to defend my nation. Those people all hate my nation. Those people define the existence of white people as white supremacy and want to see us exterminated. And the fact that they are the CIA is just one more indicator that we're fucked. I mean, the United States is quote unquote being defended by a bunch of people who hate the United States. And these people, not only, I mean, obviously they're going to be traitors to their nation, not their nation. They're going to be traitors to the United States, which is not their nation. Okay. Like this immigrant chick. Okay, so her parents came here from another country, right? Once again, you've all heard this from me before. Her parents left their nation. Her parents are traitors to their nation. They left their nation to come to the United States to take economic advantage of being in the United States. What they valued more than their own people, their own culture, their own heritage, their own nation was their own personal economic well-being. Now you're saying, well, great one, aren't you the same way? You're leaving Fort Collins. You don't give a shit about Fort Collins. You only care about your own economic well-being. That's why you're trying to get out of there. Yes, you're absolutely correct, because Fort Collins is not my nation. Fort Collins is a fucking communist shithole. But that's tangenting. But I just want to throw that in there so that you know I have some self-awareness, because I don't have titties. If I had titties right now, I'd be on the internet going, I voted for Ronald Reagan. And the conservatives would be throwing money at me. If I had titties, if I was shoe on head, I would be rich. I would be a millionaire. By the way, so did you see, if you didn't read the show notes, if you just watched the video, did you see the link to the nude photos of Shoe on Head? And yes, she is hot, and yes, I would bang her. So anyhow, if you didn't go over to the website, look at the show notes, the link is in there, you can go see the video, photos. Photo, video, those are different. Where was I? CIA, nation, traitors. Okay, so this fucking Latinx single mom with the mental illness who don't need no man, obviously she's strong and independent, she don't need no man. Her parents abandoned their nation and their people and their heritage. Instead of staying in their country to make their country better, they left, they came to the United States so they personally could economically benefit, right? So they are race traitors to their race and their nation, not their state, not their government, but their nation, right? The people who have similar cultural views and backgrounds and traditions and all this other stuff. You know, things that you conservatives don't understand, because you conservatives, you're too good for popular culture. You're too good to care about comic books, and you're too good to care about television, and you're too good to care about music. You're basically too good to care about anything other than your weird fucking obsession with Jesus, which is easily explained, as I have explained, by the fact that you have now realized that you have completely fucking lost. And the only thing you have left is hiding behind your fucking white knight beta male Jesus, hoping that he's going to save you. Only he isn't. Jesus, if he exists, is waiting for you to man the fuck up and defend your goddamn nation instead of being a goddamn woman sitting around waiting for a man to come solve your fucking problems for you. So her parents abandon their nation and come here so that they can make money. They spit her out. Okay, so now what's she doing? She's made this kid, so she's got a kid. The kid has no father. The kid has a mentally ill mother. What's that kid's future going to be like? There's a fucking future school shooter. She's going to be investigating. Well, she won't. CIA doesn't investigate school shootings. The FBI will be investigating her kid when the kid turns into a school shooter. But I mean, this woman comes from a family that has traitored? Is that a word? Her family traitored. How do you traitor? Traitor is a noun. What's the verb version of treason? Whew, man, good thing I have linguistic skills. Hey, believe it or not, English is my first language. And even then, I'm not that good at it. She comes from a family that's committed treason against their own nation. And now she's going to make the claim that she's the nation's first line of defense. She's a traitor from a family of traitors. Okay, treason is in her genetics. I would not trust this woman to water my plants. And she can't even find a man. If she's so fucking awesome, why could you find a man to father your child so he doesn't turn into a school shooter? Nah, of course not. You don't need no man. Strong, independent, fish bicycle. Probably paid for. So the CIA, basically what this video tells me is that, number one, the CIA is the new Republican welfare plan to replace the military. And then number two, it tells me that, now here's the thing, I think somewhere in the depths of the CIA, there's probably still a bunch of old white guys that are in charge of everything. They're called boomers. And now this is what I'm about to say might be a revelation to you, but the boomers need to be exterminated. I know you've never heard that concept before. I know that the boomers are just the most loved group of people on the planet Earth. I would say even more loved, or I would say they compete with the Jews, but the Jews aren't people. So, I mean, among humans, the boomers are probably the most despised group of people. I know I despise the boomers far more than I despise other people, like even the pox. Now, of course, the Jews are still at the top, but the Jews aren't people. They don't count because the Jews are not human. They just evolved in parallel with human. I figured out what the Jews are. I mean, yes, other than hook-nosed slime balls. No, see, the Jews are parasites that have evolved to mimic humans. That's why they look human. They look almost human. I mean, you can usually tell because they're not quite perfect duplicates of the human species. But that's the thing. There are parasites that have evolved in conjunction with the human species, and part of their parasitical evolutionary strategy is that they have evolved to mimic the appearance of humans. That was tangenting. Where was I before I was talking about the Jews? CIA. Come on, great one. Where were you? See, this is a look inside my brain. This is what happens in there all the fucking time. Old white people. Yes, the boomers. CIA is run by the boomers. Ultimately, there's a bunch of old fucking boomer guys running the CIA. And I think all of this is just one more psyop to, because as I said in the, when I talked about this, I mean, look, in this country, you got the left and the right, okay? The right, you right-wingers, you call yourselves Christians, you can call yourself conservatives, you can call yourself, MAGA, whatever the fuck, the right, you right-wingers are completely fucking harmless, okay? There is nobody scared of you. Now, a lot of people, including our friend Adam Pigott, say that the reason Catholics are being attacked right now by the left is because the left is scared of Catholics. This is an example of where our good friend Adam Pigott is completely fucking wrong. The reason Catholics are being attacked by the left is because the left knows that Catholics don't have the balls to defend themselves. The Catholics are just, when the left comes for you, here's what you Catholics do. You bend over, you drop your pants, then you bend over, and then you spread your butt cheeks. You're done, and everybody knows you're done. And all of you Christians in general, Catholics, Christians, whoever the fuck ever, all of you Jesus believers, you all have this thing, well, we will endure and the religion will go on. And I saw somebody somewhere, God, you know who else has fucking gone down the fucking Jesus path? Is the Andrew Torvis, who does Gab? He sends out his newsletters, which I get, and I had saved some, and I was going to read them, and then I deleted them, and now I'm wishing I hadn't deleted them. But he suddenly, this guy, everything is Jesus. Jesus is king, and Jesus will save, and Jesus this. And somebody somewhere I saw, one of you fucking Christian idiots wrote, as long as there's only one believer left, Christianity will live on. No, as long as there's only one believer left, there's going to be one person left, and then that person's going to get killed by the fucking government, and then your religion is dead. You fucking morons. Can you imagine a fucking kike sitting there going, well, as long as there's only one Jew left, it doesn't matter how many others are exterminated. Now, once again, the Jews are parasites and I despise them, but my God, at least, they care about their fucking species. They give a shit about their nation. I mean, the same thing with the pox. I have lots of disagreements with the pox, but I do respect the fact that they give a shit about their nation. You fucking Christians. I mean, white people are cucked enough, but the most cucked fucking animal on the planet Earth is the fucking white Christian. You guys cannot fucking wait. I mean, I'm surprised you're not out there building the extermination camps for yourself on a fucking volunteer basis. You guys cannot wait to be fucking eliminated. You're so goddamn excited. And Jesus is king. Yeah, and you're going to put on a fucking muzzle and you're going to get vaccinated and you're going to get fired for your fucking political opinions. Okay, fuck Jesus. You guys are fucking cuck pussies. This shit, no, you're not being attacked by the left because the left is scared of you. You're being attacked by the left because the left has no fear of you whatsoever. You are completely fucking impotent. So anyhow, the CIA is somewhere deep down inside. It's run by boomers. And the boomers are looking around and they're going, what potential threats exist to us getting our retirement packages and continuing to leech off of the younger generations like we're a bunch of Jews leeching off of Western civilization? And the right is not a threat to them. Because first of all, you right-wingers are completely okay with bombing other countries and assassinating stuff like that because you just love that stuff. Because Jesus is king or something. But you're also cucks. So the right is no threat whatsoever to the manipulations and operations of the CIA. The only potential threat is the left, because unlike the right, the left will actually get off their ass and do something, right? The left will burn things down. The left will import bricks into a city so that other leftists who are being manipulated and controlled as useful idiots can throw the bricks through windows and loot televisions. And believe it or not, right-wingers, see, that is actually accomplishing something. So the CIA is afraid of the left because the left might get off their ass and do something. And so all, I think that these videos, and God, go to the CIA, I went to the CIA YouTube channel, and you scroll down and you look at all the thumbnails, there's not a heterosexual white man in there. It's nothing but pox and homos and women's, right? So all of this is a giant psyop to convince leftists that the CIA, an organization which spies on people, assassinates people, foments political discontent in other countries, foments economic collapse in other countries. Let me refer you back to a book I've talked about in the past, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. The book starts off really good. Like later in the book, it got really boring. But the first part of the book where the guy talks about how the government of the United States sent him to all these different countries to help destroy the economies so that they would then borrow money from the United States. I mean, this is the CIA. So these fucking leftists claim, you know, they're for the common man. They're against corruption. And the CIA represents, the CIA is literally Hitler, all the things leftists claim they're opposed to. And this is just the CIA doing a psyop to convince leftist morons. Well, that's a redundancy. It's like saying Jewish parasite, to convince leftists that the CIA is their friend and the CIA is this diverse, tolerant place where you can, you know, everybody's going to come in and they're going to be gender fluid together and they're going to talk about their feelings and, oh my God, they probably provide daycare so that fucking first generation immigrant single moms with mental illnesses can bring their kid to work and have the kid taken care of by other women. That's all this is. It's a giant fucking psyop. Speaking of psyops, how about the drama in the gayosphere? Okay, man, I'm going to assume that none of you are up on this because none of you are losers. And I'm not even up on this because I'm not enough of a loser to be up on this. But here's how I even know about it. All right, so there's the Red Man group. And they got the YouTube channel. And I subscribe to the channel through my RSS reader, right? So the videos all download. I look at the titles. And so I see what the titles are. I haven't watched any of their videos in ages, except for yesterday. So I'm looking through the titles of my RSS feeder as it's coming down, right? And I see on here, there's more about Rollo Tomasi, Vichy Mail. I'm like, hold on, guys, really? Are we still still obsessed with the Rollo Tomasi? Are you guys women? Now look, so Rollo brought this broad, who's probably a feminist because all women are feminist. Yes, all women are feminist. No, you don't know this one unicorn. All women are totalitarians. All women are incapable of loving anyone except themselves. All women care about themselves before they care about anything else. It's called evolution. That's why they're here, because it was the DNA of the women who were selfish that fucking survived. We've been through this before. I don't have time to fucking hold your hand through it again. And I don't want to hear about how God created women and Jesus and go fuck yourself. All right? Now, are you guys women? I understand that Rollo invited this broad who is a feminist and who is the enemy of men and the enemy of Western civilization and the enemy of rational thinking, which is why you fucking conservatives masturbate thinking about STEM girls, because you think that somehow or another going to college for engineering somehow overrides 6 million years of evolution. I get it. Rollo brought the feminist to the meeting. That sounds like a very bad idea, and I could understand why you would ostracize him from your group for doing that. But it's been how long, and you're still trying to milk this for views on YouTube or something? And so I listened to a little bit of the video, and it's just, you know, this shit. Here's pictures of text messages with Rollo where he's saying, like, Jesus Christ. I mean, this is woman. This is as woman as it gets. Making a fucking YouTube video, putting pictures of people's text messages, and trying to fucking hyper-analyze what they said in a text. I mean, could you, why don't you guys just fucking get a vagina surgically attached to your face? Okay, I'm not, again, you have a legitimate reason to ostracize the man from your group, but my God, can you just do it and move on? Or do you really need the views on your YouTube channel that badly? Because let's be honest, throwing Rollo Tomasi's name on something, that right there is going to get you a certain amount of clicks. The only reason I watched any part of the video at all is because Rollo Tomasi's name was on it. That's it. That's the only fucking reason. It does work. I mean, the clickbait fucking mainstream media websites, they know what they're doing. It works. Okay. So now, also in the thing, I'm looking down. Well, guess who they're going after now? Donovan Sharp. Apparently, so I'm looking at this. Now, I've talked about Donovan Sharp briefly in the past. Once again, let me just throw it out there. Donovan Sharp, I don't listen to his stuff anymore because his entire shtick is girls are poopy heads, right? We've been through this. I don't need any more videos about girls are poopy heads. I think Donovan Sharp, well, most of what he says is right. I'm not saying I disagree with him. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying he has one shtick, which is girls are poopy heads, okay? I'm tired of one shtick podcast. Girls are poopy heads. Okay, number two, for someone who talks as much about going to the gym as he does, the pictures I've seen of him, he looks pretty fucking flabby. Number three, he has pictures of himself and videos of himself on the wall. I mean, I'm pretty egotistical, and even I don't put pictures of myself on my wall. That's some kind of mental illness. That's a woman, okay? Women take pictures of themselves all the time and then look at, that's female. And then he's banging some old chick who's not very attractive. Okay, if you're going to talk all this shit about how men need to be banging 22-year-old girls and all, and then you're banging some old fucking ugly woman, you're the great one. You're not banging a 22-year-old. No, you're absolutely, I'm not. I'm also not banging a fucking old chick. I'm not banging anyone. Okay, if you can't bang a fucking chick in her 20s, just don't bang. Okay, don't try to be like, oh, I'm all red pilled and man, and then settle for less than what you're saying to your listeners they should be going for. Okay, apply the standards to yourself. That's what I'm saying here. All right, so I got some disagreements with Donovan Sharp, but I don't hate the guy. I'm not gonna go on the internet and dox him and all this other gay ops shit. Okay. I got some disagreements with the guy, but if he showed up, I would talk to him like a human being and say, hey, you want to go get a beer and let's just fucking shoot the shit. Okay, so there we go. I just wanted to get everything, my opinions of Donovan Sharp out there. And again, just for the record, if you're not convinced yet that girls are poopy heads, I highly recommend go watch some of Donovan Sharp's videos. Listen to what he has to say. I think he's right about many, 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 many things. So there is, from Anthony Dream Johnson. Does anybody remember when Anthony Dream Johnson did that video where he declared himself president of the manosphere? At the time, I was not sure if he was serious or if that was the most epic troll ever. I think at this point, I figured he's serious. He thinks he is the president of the manosphere. Once again, that is about as fucking feminized as anything I can think of. Like, just declaring yourself to have authority over some nebulously defined group of people. I mean, where do you even get off thinking you have that? Where do you get off thinking this is something you can do? Like, I'm the president of the manosphere. Okay. I mean, it sounds to me like you're talking about, this is on par with people who have imaginary playmates. Now, if you just want to go on the internet and say stuff and talk, and that's fine, okay? But declaring yourself president of the manosphere. So the guy's got some kind of fucking mental issues to begin with. Secondly, Anthony Dream Johnson. Yeah, who names him? Dream. Okay, Dream. That's what fucking Zoomer women name their fucking fur babies. Okay? This is my fur baby, Dream. We like to travel. I mean, you've named yourself after a Zoomer's fucking fur baby. That's pretty fucking feminized. And furthermore, he looks gay. I'm pretty sure Anthony Dream Johnson has had a man's cock inside his mouth. I would bet money on that. So there is, in my downloaded videos from my RSS feed, a 3-hour, okay, like 2-hour, 53-minute, almost 3-hour video from Anthony Dream Johnson attacking Donovan Sharp. And I look at this and I think to myself, now what exactly is the difference between you and a woman? Because I'm not seeing it. I mean, okay, great one. You just attacked Donovan Sharp. You said that, I stated the things where I disagree with Donovan Sharp. I stated some criticisms of Donovan Sharp. It took me about 60 seconds. I didn't stretch it out into 3 fucking hours. I'm also not plastering Donovan Sharp's personal information all over the fucking internet. So I did not watch the entire 3-hour video. Okay, but I clicked through it to different sections because I'm like, what has Donovan Sharp done? Once again, so let's bounce back to Rolo. Rolo did something legit that you could legitimately be ostracized from a group for doing. I understand that. You're still milking it way too fucking much. You need to grow up and move on and stop being a woman and obsessing over your fucking boyfriends, ex-girlfriends and shit. But I'm like, okay, great. What has Donovan Sharp done that warrants 3 hours? So the first part of the video is Anthony Dream Johnson threatening to contact you. Well, no, I'm exaggerating. I'm being a woman. Okay, he's sitting there going, hey, YouTube employees, look at all the things Donovan Sharp is doing on the YouTube channel. You should take his YouTube channel down. Okay, so he's trying to take away Donovan Sharp's revenue stream. Okay, that's what leftists do. That's what feminists do. Feminists get you fired from your job so you can't make any money. Okay, that's what women do. Anthony Dream. So I click forward some more, and Anthony Dream goes into this whole thing about how Donovan Sharp claims that he's got this chick and she's his girlfriend, but she's really his wife. They're actually married. Okay, and then Donovan Sharp says that his girlfriend, who Donovan Sharp says, I have a girlfriend, and my girlfriend is almost a decade past the wall, so she's in her late 30s, okay? The reality, according to Anthony Dream Johnson, who is plastering this woman's real name in the video and all this other shit, that this woman is actually, number one, in her 40s, not in her late 30s, and that she's actually Donovan Sharp's wife, not his girlfriend. And that she is actually the brains behind the business, and Donovan Sharp is not the brains behind the business. And after this, I stopped because I'm like, okay, wait, is that what Donovan Sharp has done that warrants 3 hours of woman-like whining and doxing and veiled threats? I mean, has Donovan Sharp done more than this? I don't know. I don't know that I care enough to find out. If any of you out there know what Donovan Sharp did that erupted this whole little drama sphere, I would be interested in knowing. You know, if you got a link or something, and Anthony Dream Johnson, if you come listen to this podcast and you're thinking about threatening me or something, I don't care, faggot, okay? Because I called you a homosexual. Like, if you're so fucking womanly that you can't handle that, and you want to fucking make 3-hour videos about me and dox me or some shit, Anthony Dream, dude, can you just do this? This is, instead of all that gay op shit, why don't you just do this? Can you do a 3-minute video where you just explain succinctly without any fucking threats and insults and all this other gay op shit, which, yes, I know, I just did an entire podcast filled with insults.
Hey, great one. Did you?
Yes, motherfuckers. I'm perfectly aware of what's going on. It's called entertainment. Some of it, just go fuck yourself. I understand what I'm doing. Anthony Dream, my fur baby. This is my fur baby, Dream. Anthony Dream, can you just make a 3-minute video where you explain succinctly in detail without any emotional tamponing or anything like that? What did Donovan Sharp do that has caused you to transform even further than you already were into a woman? That's all I want to know. What the fuck did he do? I don't need a goddamn 3-hour video of you fucking playing clips of Donovan Sharp's podcast, nitpicking his words, and doxing his bitch.